What happened was that a friend of mine who's a musician named Chris Brokaw, he had come through London. He plays guitars for different bands, and he was playing with Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, and he had come through London and come into New York, and we had dinner. And he told me, oh, I met my friend Dan Abbott, who's an illustrator for Storm Thorgerson. And I went to their studio and I said, who's Storm Thorgerson? It sounds like a Finnish death metal rock singer. And he said, oh, no, he had the company Hypnosis in the 60s and 70s. I said, oh, I remember Hypnosis, of course. And he told me that he was still alive and that he had just done a cover where they had dug up a beach and built stairs down and put these storm doors on the top of the sand. And then Storm climbed up on a ladder and they took just a photograph of it. And I was fascinated that he would still be doing this now in the 2000s with Photoshop and computers, that he would actually, you know, have a bulldozer to dig out the sand and do all this stuff. It seemed crazy. And so I couldn't stop thinking about that idea, that image. But the main thing was that I went online and I bought a book about Hypnosis as art. And when I flipped through it, I freaked out how many covers he had done that I had had when I was 15 and 16. And I got completely confused, obsessed, curious of who this person was that shaped my teenage psyche. You know, my fashion, the way I, you know, walked, my hair, everything. That this one person had done so many record covers. And I wrote him one email, he didn't respond. I wrote him a second email with pictures, didn't respond. Third email that was very academic and tried to historicize the artwork, he didn't respond. Fourth, fifth, I think maybe the fifth or sixth one, I wrote him about seeing Pink Floyd when I was a kid as the first show, the Animals tour, and my father taking me and dropping me off and then me seeing the show, and he said, I'll pick you up in 6 hours, come back here. And Storm responded to that email. Something in that story connected with him, and he wrote me an email back, short, two lines. I'm in Ibiza on holiday, read your email, doing a lecture in London 2 weeks, do you want to come? The main idea that I had was to take him back where he shot some of the covers and just have him recall that it was going to all be about memory, and that had to do with also the idea of the vinyl record disappearing. There was not going to be any musicians in it. Storm and I, over the course of shooting 3 or 4 times in London, Los Angeles, and New York, we became very, very close. The film explores and touches upon how Storm created images and Hypnosis, you know, the role of Hypnosis in album cover art, which I think they are absolutely the top-notch designers of that genre. If advertisers could figure out why the Dark Side of the Moon prism is still, you know, I saw a young girl in the center of town yesterday wearing a Dark Side of the Moon t-shirt, you know. Well, how is that image so powerful? You know, if advertisers could figure that out, it's a billion-dollar idea. Taking away the moments that make up a dull day. Fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way. Picking around on a piece of ground in your hometown. Waiting for someone or something to show.
Softly spoken magic.